Moving from African football to South African gospel. The 24-piece Soweto Gospel Choir has managed to make an impact on the world of gospel music. Last year, their CD, Voices from Heaven, went to number one on Billboard's World Music Chart. This year, they're back with a new offering. It's called Blessed. I talked with two of the members of the group, Lucas Bach and Tando Gianni. They told me that while their brand of gospel is filled with American influences, they prefer to sing most of the songs in the indigenous languages of South Africa.
I think that's the most exciting part, you know. We go in different parts of the world and then you find people, they're never going to understand what I'm talking about. But the energy that the choir gives on stage, it's amazing. And then and how someone can come out of the show and tell you, you know what, I've learned a lot. Oh no, I didn't hear what you guys were saying, but I think I did understand what you guys were saying to me.
Lucas, let me ask you this as it relates to your knowledge of American gospel music. How much of it did you know about, did you hear about, did you listen to, and was it difficult to find that music? Did you want to find American gospel at all growing up?
I was always influenced with American gospel growing up. It has always inspired me because I love the way it's implemented, and gospel singers in America really have a soul for what they do. And it is something that we as Africans in South Africa, you know, we can relate to because our music is similar, and you take it and you implement it in the way you do it in your ethnic language. And I think that is a reason why our music today has taken off the way it has, because we've learned to understand other kinds of music and implement what we've learned and do it the way we would do it as Africans.
Who did you hear? Who did you listen to? Did you listen to the traditional gospel greats like Mahalia Jackson, Aretha Franklin, James Cleveland? Did you also hear the contemporary greats like the Winans and others?
Michael Joy, all of that stuff. I've heard all that stuff. I play that stuff. And Shirley Caesar, that's my heart and my soul. She steals it all. So I grew up with that, all that kind of music. So I've always been connected with music from America. Africans, like the way we grew up, it has always been the simple stuff that made it big. And with this choir, what we did is we took the old choruses that we sang at church, songs that we grew up with, we brought those things forth, and we said, you know what, let's continue the way our folks sang it then. And let's keep the harmony going the way it was. Let's don't be too clever. Let's don't be too wise. Do it like that. It's working. Let's do it that way. And that's the big difference with us right now. We're just keeping it simple, and that's it.
Step by step, step by step, crossing
Is there an excitement for you to come and perform in the United States? Before we got started, Lucas was talking about how excited he was to make sure that he showed America what it's like, you know, coming from where he is. And so I'm curious, you know, I'm taking a look at the press material out for you. You know, this is a pretty big deal to be in O Magazine, and Oprah has given her stamp of approval, and the New York Times has written about you. How exciting is it for you to come here and make a mark?
It is way too exciting. It is so exciting because, you know what, if you asked Lucas if he was ever influenced by American music, you know, when you watch people like Yolanda Adams and you watch Cece Winans and you're thinking, okay, I want to be there one day and I want to do it, you know, like they're doing it, but then in a South African way. But then now I got the chance, you know, now I'm in New York, hello, you know.
Lucas, let me ask you this, and my producer Roy and I were talking about this before we sat down with you, and that's the idea of the reception from the black church, which can sometimes be funny, quite frankly, about who they let in and what they accept. The idea of playing in a Radio City Music Hall or a public hall like that is a little different than going into a black church and performing. How have you been received by church folk?
We haven't had opportunity to sing in churches yet. We had once in
Chicago. In Chicago.
Yeah, we had once last year. That was the only one, and it was all right. It was good.
Would you like to have more of that experience to actually go to African American churches and perform?
Please, definitely. That'll be the best. I think that'll be the best spiritually. That'll be the best in experience.
Happy day. Oh, happy day. You all have a CD called Blessed. One of the things that people are going to know, love, and understand here are the traditional songs that you all have taken on, Swing Down, and especially Oh Happy Day. It must have been fun, I would think, to know that you're going to take on that true American classic like that.
It was a challenge for us because we were like, you know what, this is the anthem, man. So we've worked on it, and like, it is something that we want people to get up, enjoy, and you know, at the end of the day, you know, because it's an encore in the show, just rejoice and have a great time singing something that you can identify.
Well, Lucas Bach and Tondo Gianni, it's been wonderful to talk to you. The new CD is called Blessed, and you're touring the United States, as we see just the excitement from you guys. We appreciate you being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Now, here's what's most important. Enough of this talking. We want to hear you guys sing a little bit now. Lucas and Tondo, we're going to bring someone else in. Who's going to join you?
Shimmy Joanna, my husband.
So your husband's going to join us and make some beautiful music for all of us. So let's take a listen.
Chapelo Saruna Ribine Hosanna Hosanna Hodimon Hodimon